One of the great soul voices ever, Bobby Womack, joins us today on The Cafe. He just released The Bravest Man in the Universe, his first album of original material since 1994. Bobby started out singing with his brother Cecil in the Valentinos. He became friends with and bandmate of Sam Cooke. In fact, he married Sam Cooke's wife shortly after Sam's death, which did not sit well with Cooke's fans. He went on to record classic albums in the 80s, including The Poet. Bobby is joined in the interview by co-producers Damon Albarn from The Gorillaz and, of course, Blur and Richard Russell. I started out by asking Damon Albarn about using Bobby to sing on The Gorillaz' hit song Stylo from the latest album Plastic Beach.
Well, I mean, I've always loved Bobby's voice. And previously, when we were playing the Apollo in Harlem, we did a week's residency there with Demon Days, and I drove across 110th Street every day on my way there. Maybe that's what kind of sort of lodged it in my mind, that I needed to make contact with Bobby. But but I didn't have anything specific necessarily for Bobby to work on, you know. And it's not, The Cloud of Unknowing, I think, is a big song on Demon Days for Bobby, you know. And
yeah, it's my favorite.
You know that, and on this record, you know, we all went into it with a very open mind, and everybody, as he said, it was very much a family affair, and that's why I kind of really wanted this to happen, was because having spent a year traveling around the world, playing with, touring with Bobby of Gorillaz, you know, it was a kind of sort of an unwritten agreement that we would reconvene at some point and make a record for Bobby, about Bobby, you know.
Yeah, I think what was really important, that there was no ego. You know, I mean, the first time in my life that I've been recording and find out, who's Richard? And he said, he owns the company. You know, and I said, well, this is going to be good.
There's an amazing little sample of Sam Cooke talking about music on here, going into this piece called Daigle of Reflection. Where is that from?
We talked about Sam Cooke in the studio. Sam Cooke was Bobby's mentor. And I came across a clip of him being interviewed, just on YouTube. I mean, where people go for information these days,
right?
And that was a radio interview he did. I don't know if I thought it was necessarily a sample to go on the record. It was just something to play Bobby that he might get a kick out of. Me and Damon put it on a very simple bit of music and then played it to Bobby to see what sort of a vibe it got, and Bobby seemed excited to hear Sam Cooke's voice and inspired by the voice. But also Bobby said to me, because I think we situated it twice in the song, and Bobby said, well, the second time we hear his voice, you should slow him down. And then he'll sound older.
It just works out so well. Let's listen to Daigle of Reflection, and Lana Del Rey sings on this as well. And talk about the decision to use her in contrast to Bobby.
I think it was maybe before. I think we must have recorded it before she became really well known. I'm sure people knew about her.
She, you know, someone who hasn't had a great deal of experience, just gets a mic, sings with Bobby. I thought that was extraordinary.
But she was really, she was really excited to, I think, you know, she got a call from someone saying, do you want to come and record with Bobby Womack? And, she did what you do if you are a singer and you're asked, do you want to sing with Bobby Womack? You get to the studio. And she came down and she was great. She wrote her verse on the spot, recorded it on the spot. She just came across as a very real talent who recorded her part in a very straightforward way, and heard the vibe between her and Bobby was great. It felt like an interesting combination, really. And, and you can hear, can't you, on the record, the voices are a lovely contrast to each other.
Absolutely. So listen for all that on Daigle of Reflection.
As a singer grows older, his conception grows a little deeper because he lives life and he understands what he's trying to say a little more.
day glow with passion. A time that will bring you only light. I'm falling to myself, but I'm not broken. Waiting for the day to bring me light.
If heaven claims that everything is everything, the only thing I ever dreamed is you and me. 'Cause I break down and take you down, and I love it every step of the way.
As a singer grows older, his conception goes a little deeper, because he lives life and he understands what he's trying to say a little more. If a singer tries to find out what's happening in life, it gives him a better insight on telling the story of the song he's trying to sing.
Watching from a distant constellation, eyes that can see the world and change in hues. Visions still unfolding, sweet imagining. Time reveals that love's the only truth. If
that Dayglow from The Bravest Man in the Universe, Bobby Womack.
Damon, you played it for me first. You were just playing the track, and I said, what is that? That took me away from the sadness and saying, oh, man, really? I said, let me do this now, because the spirit that I'm going to eject on this record, I said, I'll never be able to do it again. I can only listen to it. It'll be a treat for the people.
All the things that happened in your life, you're talking about your mom there, Bobby. You were also you were sick for a while before this, and did that affect the recording of this for you, or how you felt?
No, because
about
that never came in. That never came up. We were having a great time. I got sick after the fact, you know. And I said, man, I can't believe that I'm in the hospital. Mm. And it was serious. I mean, I was in the hospital 3 months. You know, so the only thing that I kept wishing, boy, I'm telling you, I know I've been here a long time. I sure wish I get a chance to see what's going to happen with this album and I get a chance to perform this album, you know.
Richard, one of the things you did, and I've heard Bobby talk a little bit about this, being surprised about this, is how you would record bits of his voice. And if you listen to some of these tracks, you'll have to direct me exactly the one, because I've just listened to the whole record. But there are places on here where the backgrounds are all Bobby's, little samples of him. Tell me about the conception of putting that together and what it was like when Bobby heard that.
When I was listening through the takes at one point, I realized, this is unbelievable. Bobby's done all these amazing ad-libs and all these snatches of vocals. So as a sort of separate endeavor to Bobby's lead vocal, you know, the main vocal, the song you're listening to, I thought maybe there was room for, I thought some small pieces of Bobby's vocal just as a sort of textural thing within the beat might be part of the, you know, sonic sort of palette of the record and something that helps to glue things together. I mean, this is quite a subtle
sort of Bobby's thing. Voice is so identifiable.
Right.
That, you know, you can use any little bit of it and it sounds great. I mean, that's, you know, for us as sort of... as in with our producer hats on, it's joyful work when, you know, you've got such a rich sort of mind to you know,
well,
work in.
That's absolutely right. And I think as soon as those, like, you know, you could put a small piece of Bobby's voice. I mean, bits of them are like, there's like little breaths and stuff on there of Bobby's. I think you added those to like the tracks we were working on, and everything kind of came that bit more alive. You know, there is magic in Bobby's voice. It is it's a magical, God-given instrument.
Well, you guys brought the magic out. I'm serious.
Bring magic out that doesn't exist.
And then they would say, "That's you." I mean, in the little parts.
Well, did you recognize yourself, Bobby, at first?
No, I didn't recognize myself at all. It just took time to say, "This is totally new for me." And plus, I'm bringing the old school with me. You know,
very good point.
Because I know a lot of artists, you know, I think Marvin Gaye and people like that would say, "No, I would never cut a track that way."
But I mean,
stick to the old school. But I think the old school, if you're still living, it's got to go to the new school.
That's something about Bobby. He has the ability when you know, if you're really in a session, he can just go off and he can kind of go out the room and bring somebody who's no longer with us with him. And sit them down. And it's funny, in my studio where the majority of the record was made, there is a seat now that is forever Bobby's throne, really. And I look at it often, and I see only him sitting there. So, you know, there you go. Even though he's sitting next to me now, he's there as well, always. So, which is a beautiful thing.
Let's listen to a little bit of If There Wasn't Something There.
I'm still here, baby. You ain't gone.
We are going in depth on this new Bobby Womack album, The Bravest Man in the Universe, and we're getting a chance to talk with Bobby Womack and also with Richard Russell and Damon Albarn, very much involved with making this record. You mentioned Jubilee, and I just love this as a style of music, and the fact that you named it Jubilee after that. Bobby, maybe talk a little bit about where this came into your life, this style.
My father sung with a group called the Voices of Love, and they would sing Jubilee in rehearsal. And I was just thinking, as I grew older, I say, that faded out. I never hear anybody do that. I said, don't exist. So it was very special to me.
Reminds me of people like Alphabet Four and all those really old sort of 20s and 30s gospel quartets that, I mean, it's just that I love
it. It was so special to me for them to allow me to run and represent this because I thought it was very important.
Has it been a challenge to mount the live show, to take these from the record to the live show?
I think it sounds really, really great. We've just got Richard on his MPC, his beloved MPC. I'm playing piano, and we've got Remy Kabaka on percussion, Quez on keyboards, and Jalal from TV on the radio on bass, and it just works really, really well. And Bobby obviously is taking all the singing duties, and it's very open and sparse, but it sounds really interesting.
Bobby, what's it like for you to sing a lot nowadays? Because you sing so strong on everything in this album. For instance, you did the 50 dates with Gorillaz. Does it take anything out of you, or is your strength where it's always been?
Well, I'm still trying to find my voice. You know, I think I left it on the tour. Mm-hmm. But the voice is still there. The voice is still there. Just having a new approach is a fresh approach.
Well, I have to thank all three of you, Richard, for, you know, doing a lot of the production, providing support of XL as a record label for this. And Damon, clearly everybody's, you know, you're the man that helps this happen in the studio. But none of this would be going on without the great Bobby Womack.
That's right.
And we totally appreciate the fact that you are, you know, this record sounds like today, sounds like you, has all things in the right place. And
he's a national treasure. Surely.
Well, let's go beyond that, okay?
Yeah.
He's a worldwide treasure.
Yeah.
And let's go out with this, something that will lift everybody's spirits, this version of Jubilee. And thank you all so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
A live version of Jubilee, a song that is on The Bravest Man in the Universe, the new album from Bobby Womack. And our thanks to Bobby, Damon Albarn, and Richard Russell for talking with us today on The World Cafe.